Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast. New England is bracing for what could be its first direct hit from a hurricane in 30 years. Tropical Storm Henri is expected to strengthen into a hurricane overnight before making landfall in the northeast on Sunday. The exact track and how strong it will be is still uncertain, but what is certain is that New England will see heavy rain and winds this weekend. Here with the latest is WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Dave, welcome.
Thanks, Jack. Good to be here.
First and foremost, what's the rough timeline for this weekend and what should we expect as far as storm intensity?
Okay, so what I'm about to say is contingent upon the fact that we're looking at the storm track a little more westerly than it did 24 hours ago. Provided that everything holds to where we think it's going to go, then what I'm about to say is how it will pan out. Because the storm is going to go from Block Island, perhaps west over Long Island, most of the heaviest rain and wind will not affect eastern Massachusetts. So based on this current track, yes, it will be windy, and yes, we'll see some rain, but the heaviest wind and rain will be over Long Island, Rhode Island, the Connecticut shoreline, and perhaps the western side of Nantucket.
So I want to talk about the cone of uncertainty right now. You know, it has it hitting anywhere from, you know, as you said, Long Island all the way east to Cape Cod late Sunday. So what are the odds right now of a direct hit on Massachusetts?
I'd say pretty small. I think that, you know, unless something dramatically changes, that we're looking at a landfall somewhere Block Island, Rhode Island, shore of Connecticut, or Long Island. I think it's fairly unlikely. It's not impossible. That's why it's called a cone of uncertainty. But here we are at Friday night. We're talking a landfall Sunday late morning, early afternoon. We're not that far away. It would be somewhat unusual for the track to shift that much inside of 48 hours. The models have been trending westward, not eastward, over the past 24 hours. So that's why confidence is at least cautiously growing that we're going to avoid the worst of this.
And we should still stress, even if Massachusetts doesn't get a direct hit, we're still looking at a lot of wind and a lot of rain from this storm. How much exactly?
Yeah, so if the storm were to track over Block Island, then the rainfall would be heaviest west of 495, say out through the Springfield area, the Berkshires. You'd get very heavy rain in Rhode Island. We're talking 4 to 8 inches of rain. So that heavy swath of rain, let's just say that all of a sudden tonight the track shifts further east, then we really have a problem inside of eastern Massachusetts because we are so wet and so much rain coming down on the wet soil with what would be then more wind would start to take down more trees. So it's one of those things that you just want to prepare as if it were possibly going to get to us, but know that the odds are it won't. But you don't want to, in your early report, you know, you want to take all the precautions because you don't want to get caught with all of a sudden tomorrow at midday, we're like, okay, it looks like it's going to come further east. And now you've got to do all the preparations. You've got to get your boat out. Now you're into a panic situation. You're caught in traffic. So that's why prepare like it's going to come. But my forecast is it's probably going to avoid most of us.
And we'll be getting a new update from the National Hurricane Center in about 15 minutes or so. Real quick, Dave, about 30 seconds. A lot of people in Massachusetts, this is going to be their first brush with a tropical storm or possible hurricane. For those of us who are, you know, maybe going through it the first time, what should we know? How do we prepare?
So things that I'm doing personally, you want to have some water on hand. If you have a well and the power goes out, you want to have your phone charged, cook up a couple of meals, freeze them up so that you can thaw them out to eat them, and just be thinking about what you would do if the power was out for several days across the area. Check sump pumps as well, and take any furniture that could blow around, remove it from your home so it can, you know, not hit the house.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein talking about the approach of tropical storm, likely soon hurricane. Henri will check in in about an hour and a half again. Dave, thanks.
You're welcome.